I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Kelly McEvers. Before there was Silicon Valley, there was New Jersey. And we're going to talk about the rise, fall, and future of the Garden State's tech industry in this week's All Tech Considered.
New Jersey is where Thomas Edison invented the common light bulb, the phonograph, the movie camera. Many decades later, it was where Bell Labs invented the transistor.
Technology correspondent Laura Seidel lives in Northern California now, but she grew up in New Jersey. She went back to her home state to figure out why it isn't home to Silicon Valley.
Geography favored my state. On one end, it borders New York City, on the other, Philadelphia. That means easy access to Wall Street, financing, transportation, and industry headquarters. Alexander Hamilton wanted to see Paterson, New Jersey, become what he called a national manufactory, and it did, for silk, textiles, locomotive technologies. Then, in 1867, a smart young inventor named Thomas Edison set up shop in Newark.
The things that make it attractive for Edison are the things that kind of make it attractive for a lot of aspiring people who come to New Jersey today.
Leonard DeGraff is an archivist at the Thomas Edison National Historic Park in West Orange.
Edison has resources. He could live anywhere. He could live and work anywhere. And the fact that he decides to stay in New Jersey, I think, says something about how he perceived New Jersey as a good place for him to set up laboratories and build companies and manufacture his inventions.
Edison had several labs in New Jersey. The list of his inventions there is long. The light bulb, the movie camera, the phonograph, a magnetic iron ore separator, an alkaline storage battery. Inventions that changed the way we live. In Edison's lifetime, he had more than 1,000 patents. And on top of that,
he creates the first industrial research and development laboratories and brings it within the corporation.
In other words, in New Jersey, Edison invents the modern lab. It's not that myth of one guy in a room who has an idea and a light bulb goes off over his head. It's teams of people working together, sharing ideas, perfecting devices. In the century after Edison, New Jersey became the place to set up shop if you wanted to invent. On top of all the other assets, the state had lots of inexpensive land.
We're providing a there. We're providing a home for the innovative minds that have always been here.
That's what made it appealing to Bell Labs, another iconic center of innovation. I made a quick stop at one of its former facilities in the suburb of Homedale. The long vacant old building is to be repurposed to serve as a place for small businesses.
We're now in a 1980s extension of the former Bell Labs.
Ralph Zucker, president of the company developing the building. It's an iconic modernist building with mirrored windows surrounded by parks and ponds that once held 6,000 engineers and researchers. Edward Eckert, Bell Labs corporate archivist, says many of the technologies that paved the way for the 20th century's inventions came from here.
We perfected cellular communications in this building. And even before this building was built, we used this property for wireless research, transatlantic radio, telephone, microwave.
And not too far from here, a group of Bell Labs scientists discovered the transistor, the root technology of all silicon chips.
If you were going to place a bet on whether it was going to be New Jersey or Northern California, and you place that bet, say, in 1950, where would you put your money? You'd obviously put it on New Jersey.
Johns Hopkins professor Stuart Leslie studies the history of science and technology. As a New Jersey native, I should have been rooting for the state. But there's a reason I now cover technology from Northern California. Leslie says the East Coast has gotten, well, kind of stodgy.
Insular, isolated, self-contained.
Bell Labs was part of a government-regulated monopoly, AT&T, Ma Bell. People didn't just leave to go start their own companies. California, well, it lets smart people do their own thing.
In California, the expectation that you would stay with a company for more than 5 years would be unusual. And the expectation would be, in fact, that you may very well start your own company.
Some cultural differences were shaped by the law. New Jersey has strict anti-competitive laws that make it hard to take what you learn at your job and create a new company. William Shockley, one of those brilliant Nobel laureates who invented the transistor, moved to California to open his lab in Mountain View, the current home of Google. His employees left to found their own companies. That home Dell facility where Bell Labs perfected cellular communications is being redeveloped as a hub for startups like Vidya. It's a company that helps people make money on what they post on social media. Roy LaManna is its CEO.
I'm from New Jersey, and I grew up in New Jersey. And up until we found this building, we were planning to move.
And LaManna says they love that sense of history in this building.
I think it's, you know, becoming a tech hub because, I mean, it was a tech hub.
Maybe it's going to have a revival as a tech center.
There's almost like no doubt in my mind that that's going to happen. It just feels like something is happening here.
And centers shift and change. Bell Labs rested on its laurels. It was a little smug. That may be a lesson for today's tech giants in Silicon Valley. At least, that's what this Jersey girl thinks. Laura Seidel, NPR News.